Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. For a woman with three of America's most ordinary names, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, she certainly has made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, well, she taught students, staff, faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Susan is the founder and president of Health Unlimited. That's a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. Susan travels internationally as a frequent radio, TV talk show guest, motivational speaker, the author of over 25 books, including The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, Living on the Lighter Side, and Healthy, Happy, and Radiant at Any Age. They're available at her website, susansmithjones.com, in various formats. Susan was also selected as one of the 10 Healthy American Fitness Leaders by the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports, a prestigious honor bestowed upon her in Washington, D.C. Past winners include President Ronald Reagan, UCLA coach John Wooden, fitness experts Kathy Smith and Richard Simmons. Today we're featuring her latest full-color, beautifully designed and motivating book just released entitled Invest in Yourself with Exercise. You can visit Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. See how you get copies of this book in electronic forms for Kindle or other e-readers. Also, a very special limited edition that she will personally autograph with a handwritten note card and bookmark. In fact, you can get the special limited editions of not only the new book, but also her other three titles that we just mentioned at the website. And today on the program, we're talking about that new book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, the Whole Body Healing Power of Various Workouts. Whether you're already exercising daily, fitness buff, or you've been saying for ages, one day you'll start exercising and get fit and healthy, today's program is for you. As I mentioned, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, an expert in healthy living, high-level fitness, whole-body rejuvenation, and how to lose weight, reshape the body, and look years younger in record-breaking time. In fact, she was the first fitness trainer in Los Angeles decades ago. To this day, among her other talents, she still works with lots of celebrities and Fortune 500 leaders in her hometown of Brentwood in Los Angeles, worldwide as well, to help keep them healthy and fit. Let's find out about her terrific new book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, and some of the most coveted health and fitness tips to motivate, inspire, and empower you to invest in exercise and vitality. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Rick. So happy to be with you. And, you know, Ralph Waldo Emerson said, the first wealth is health. And one of the first ways to get healthy is to be as fit as possible. So I love our topic today.
This is great. And I really love the new book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise. Talk about your motivation in writing this. I've mentioned you've got a history of helping people for years, students, celebrities, VIPs, ordinary people. Why did you decide to write the book?
Yeah, well, you know, it's simple. I wrote it because so many of my clients around the world and my friends and family kept asking me for the best secrets to get strong, fit, and healthy in the least amount of time. Everyone wants a shortcut. And this basically was the most asked question I was getting for years. So I decided to take all of my best advice and put it into this new book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise. And it's beautifully designed by this world-famous husband and wife team. They're called the Book Couple. You can go to thebookcouple.com. But they, together, designed the most beautiful cover and interior in full color, lots of photos, humorous exercise jokes throughout, terrific exercise guidance that I assure you will inspire, motivate, and empower you to feel great today, to be an inspiration to everyone you know.
How can people get copies of the book? And I mentioned the various formats. It used to be you bought a book, you got two covers, a couple hundred pages, and that was it. There's so many different formats out there now. What are the formats that are available, and where can they get information and buy the book?
All right. Well, listen, I thought, Rick, why not? It's available in five different formats.
Wow.
There's a version for Kindle readers. There's another version for all other tablet readers. You can get it in Amazon, you know, at Amazon in book or Kindle format. You can get a high-resolution PDF, but my favorite is the special limited edition. You go to my website to get that. This differs from the Amazon printed book because this special edition is printed with high gloss lamination, most people know what that is, on the pages and the cover. It has a hinged spine, but then I personally autograph it to each person, whoever orders it, and it includes, like you said, a note card and a bookmark, a note card from me. In other words, I'll personally attend to all these special limited edition orders, and I'll send them out myself. I'll go to the post office anywhere in America and around the world. So all the details are on my website. Look under books or look at the sidebar. And by the way, on my website, there's a very inspiring foreword in the book written by one of my clients in England. His name's David. You can read the entire foreword. You can even see a sampler of some of the pages of the book.
It's interesting because the special limited edition, you do take the time to personalize it. I really appreciate you doing that for me. It was personalized. It was, dear Rick, get off your butt and do some push-ups. And that really motivated me, and I really appreciate you doing that. All the information available at the website, SusanSmithJones.com. Let's get down to the business of exercise. We're going to, on today's program, give you a number of tips. Start off by talking about exercise and brain power. What is the connection there? Does it really help us think better?
You know, that's a great question. I think all of us want to be a little bit smarter. And probably one of the biggest appeals of exercise is to build biceps and heart muscle and maybe some definition in the ab muscles. But yes, indeed, you can use exercise to build your brain. It's been known for some time that exercise can lift your mood, ward off depression, help the brain age more gracefully, free of memory loss and dementia. But now researchers, this is fascinating, have just found out that even one single bout of exercise can, even better than a cup of coffee, improve your mental focus and cognitive performance for any challenging task that you face during the day. Rick, there was an analysis just recently of 19 studies involving 500 kids, teens, and young adults published in the British Medical Journal. And it found that short 10 to 40 minute bursts of exercise led to an immediate boost in concentration, mental focus, improving blood flow to the brain. And then further research says that doing about 20 minutes of exercise just before a task, giving a speech, doing an interview, according to a Harvard study, can really change the blood flow to your brain. And you and I have heard for years, and we've talked about this, and I don't think it's a good idea to eliminate recess, but public health experts agree with us, and they've long complained that cutting out gym and recess at school time to make more time for academics could actually be having the opposite effect of impeding kids' learning.
That's interesting. In fact, I was going to ask you, is it possible to do a mini workout for your brain? Let's say you've got a test, you're in school, you got a test coming up the next day, you got a job interview, you're giving a presentation for the first time at the new place of employment. Is it possible to do a mini workout so we're mentally sharp as we go into the new endeavor?
Yes. All right. So to improve immediate mental performance, think quick and dirty exercise bouts. In other words, and I'm not talking about the bedroom either, a short, sweaty session of jumping rope, running in place, maybe step-ups, maybe some lunges and squats, can quickly improve blood flow to the brain, helping improve the transmission of signals through the nerve cells. That's why 45 minutes ago, I did my jumping jacks and my step-ups before this interview, so now there's no excuse for me to be on top of everything today.
Well, you are on top of that. Our guest on the program is Susan Smith-Jones, a website, SusanSmithJones.com. Dr. Susan has a new book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, The Whole Body Healing Power of Vigorous Workouts. In the book, you talk about using exercise to prevent, relieve mild depression. Talk about how that works.
Yes, definitely. You can reduce and prevent depression through steady activity a few times a week. See, studies over the past several years have indicated that burning off 350 calories 3 times a week. You know, that's not for the full week. That's with each of the workouts, 350 calories through sustained moderate activity can reduce the symptoms of depression about as effectively as antidepressants. And that, by the way, that's for mild depression. But exercise can also work hand in hand with medications and therapy to control depression, and those maybe with more severe symptoms. That's why, Rick, when people come to see me in my private practice for depression, I usually conduct these sessions outdoors in nature, usually down at the bluff in Santa Monica, talking to them while we're taking a walk. It's the most effective way, because by the end of the walk, you know, they might have arrived to me a little depressed, and at the end of the walk, they're much happier.
You know, it's an interesting approach. Rather than sitting in an office and getting more depressed as you're talking about being depressed, you're outside and you're enjoying the sights and the sounds and getting some exercise. In the book as well, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, you talk about the benefits of learning a new sport, a new skill, and I've read this for a number of years, and I want to get your opinion on it, that actually, besides learning a new sport, a new skill, it improves your brain power, your memory as well.
Yeah, you're correct. See, taking up a new workout routine that requires hand-eye coordination or fancy foot moves puts a little stress on your brain cells to help them grow. And then complicated activities also improve your concentration skills over the short term, even better than more straightforward workouts, according to a recent German study. In other words, just taking a walk on level ground where you don't have to navigate anything doesn't grow your brain cells and benefit your brain as much as a hike where maybe the terrain is a little bit uneven and you have to look around and be a little bit more cautious, a little more focused. But you still want to walk. Henry David Thoreau said, an early morning walk is a blessing for the entire day. And I agree with Friedrich Nietzsche, the German philosopher in the late 1800s. This is true. He said, all truly great thoughts are conceived while walking.
You know, that is so true. When you think back in your own experiences, and I can do this in mine, come back and you're all recharged. You've got all these ideas. It's just, the problem is remembering them until you get home and then, you know, writing them down and implementing them. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, the new book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise. I want to talk about something. This is fascinating. You can actually use exercise to increase one's income. Now, I think we've got somebody's attention now in talking about that. Certainly have mine. Talk about that correlation.
I think we do.
Well, yeah, talk about that.
Before I tell you how to increase your bottom line, let me also say, in terms of benefiting the brain, they even found out that with elderly people who engaged in leisure activities like short walks, gardening, cooking, and cleaning were less likely than their sedentary peers to have memory loss or a crumbling vocabulary. And to your next question, I'm going to say cha-ching, because you can pump up your bank account. Regular exercise, they are discovering, is more maybe as beneficial to your bottom line as it is to your waistline, according to a new study at Cleveland State University. They looked at thousands of Americans about their exercise habits as well as their weekly incomes. Here's what they discovered. People who exercise 3 or more times a week made roughly 10% more income, usually an extra $80 per week on average, than those who never exercise. And then the finding, this finding, by the way, holds regardless of BMI, how fit you look doesn't seem to play a factor. They even found, get this, so listen, you have no excuse. People who worked out 1 to 3 times per month made roughly 5% more than those who stayed seated. So why does this happen? Studies show that exercise increases your intelligence, yay, positive attitude, we know that, and energy levels. And each of these factors, in turn, can raise the person's productivity, leading to higher earnings. So basically, you feel better and work better when you exercise, and that translates into a heftier paycheck. And by the way, that one study was done on people doing aerobics, running, hiking, swimming, cycling, and they made more money. But weight training has also been shown to offer the same cognitive and energy-increasing benefits. So however you train, doing so more often will likely pay off in more ways than one.
You will find all of this information in the book Invest in Yourself with Exercise by Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, available in various formats at her website, susansmithjones.com. Link on to thisweekinamerica.us and go directly to her website. Let's talk a little bit about, and I got a few minutes left in this particular segment. Let's talk about, you work 12 hours, you're on your way home, you're caught in traffic, and you know you probably should get a little energy, try to get outside, get some exercise, but you're just exhausted. How do we supercharge and get our energy back?
Exactly. See, I love this question because people are always complaining about being tired.
Yes.
And part of the reason inactivity leads to fatigue has to do with the way we store adrenaline. Activity uses up adrenaline. If it isn't used, adrenaline saps energy and decreases the efficiency of the heart. And then this downward spiral of energy you feel at the end of the workday will only be worsened if you come home, Rick, and you collapse on your couch or your easy chair. So exercise will get the metabolic machinery out of inertia, and you'll feel refreshed and ready to go.
Information in the book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, and you also talk a lot about, and we've talked about it on past programs, how important it is to be flexible, to get flexible, to stay flexible. And we're not talking about, yeah, I'll change my plan so we can go to the ball game on Saturday night. We're talking about physical flexibility. Talk about how important that is, especially as you get older. It's crucial.
Oh, is it ever? This is so important. Flexibility is the third equally important pillar of fitness next to, I know you know the answers to this, cardiovascular conditioning and strength training. And so here's flexibility 101 class. When you stretch a muscle, you lengthen the tendons and the muscle fibers that attach to the bone. The longer these fibers are, the more you can increase the muscle in size when you do your strength training. And that means the more flexible muscle has the potential to become a stronger muscle too. And in turn, building strong muscle fibers boosts your metabolism and your fitness level. And also, and we all know this, one day we reached up to the freezer or the upper cupboard or bent down to get something in the store and we pulled a muscle. Flexible muscles make everyday activities on your body much easier and also decrease your risk of certain injuries. See, common behaviors like hunching over your computer or looking at your smartphone can shorten your muscles. And that, along with a natural loss of muscle elasticity that occurs with aging, can set you up so any quick or awkward motion, like for example, let me see, lunging to catch a glass before it teeters off a table, could stretch your muscles beyond their limit, resulting in a strain or a tear. And even if you're aerobically fit, it helps to be limber too, so your body can easily adapt to physical stressors. So if you do your walking every day, if you do weight training, don't forget to carve in some time to stretch daily.
Invest in Yourself with Exercise, the whole body healing power of vigorous workouts, the new book from our guest on This Week in America, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, best-selling author, holistic health expert. Our website is very simple, susansmithjones.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So much more to talk about in the book, and we're going to do a rapid response question and answer. We haven't done anything like this before. I'm just going to fire the questions away. We're going to get some answers. Just again, to give you a little bit of background on the book, we're featuring Dr. Susan's latest full-color, beautifully designed and motivating book just released called Invest in Yourself with Exercise. You can visit her website, susansmithjones.com, to get copies of the book in the electronic forms, Kindle, other e-readers, a very special limited edition. All that information available at the website. So whether you're exercising, you're one of those, you're out there every day and doing it, or you keep thinking, okay, one of these days I'm going to get started, this book is for you. Invest in Yourself with Exercise. And I've got a series of questions. We're going to go through these and really cover a lot of ground during the course of the next 15, 20 minutes. Dr. Susan, are you ready?
I am ready, and I'm glad I did a good workout before this interview.
See, that's going to come in handy now, all the exercise you did before you picked up the phone when we called a little bit ago. This is something that people have, it comes up a lot when you talk to people. Geez, I would like to exercise, but I don't have a whole lot of time. I can't do an hour a day to exercise. What happens if you don't have an hour a day to exercise?
All right, so you know I can tend to be long-winded. I'm going to be as succinct as I've ever been with you on these responses. So listen, if you can't carve out an hour each day to exercise or even 30 minutes, then break the time up into 10 or 15-minute allotments, because you've got to make fitness a top priority, a non-negotiable part of your day.
So it's going to be part of it no matter what. You just need to be flexible in terms of schedule so you'll get it done. Next question, what exercise do you recommend to not only benefit the body, but the spirit as well?
Yes, absolutely. Holistic fitness. See, we all need some type of vigorous physical activity that fits into our lifestyle, that exercises not only your magnificent body, but also your mind and spirit. So exercising out in nature, you know how much I love that, fuels our soul and happiness. And also when exercising outdoors in nature, like hiking or walking at the beach in the hills, at a local park or flower garden, the time passes more quickly, which makes it easier to do a longer workout. Hiking is my most favorite way to exercise. I'm always hiking in the Santa Monica's mountains near where I live, and wherever I travel in the world, I love to find new vistas and with expansive views. But whenever you can exercise outdoors in nature, do it.
When exercising alone, how can one increase exercise intensity?
All right, and that's a good thing to do, because you burn fat more quickly when you do bouts
right.
of about 60 to 90 seconds of a stronger, higher intensity burst. And you can make these workouts more intense by finding a hill. Go up the hill quickly. Find a tree at the top of the hill and go up there. And then keep walking when you're at the top. Or increasing your pace. Or, I like this, inviting a very fit, for me, a hiking friend or an exercise partner who will push you a little bit harder. Exercising with friends really helps boost motivation, too. And it's fun to have a friendly competition with a friend.
You're listening to This Week in America, our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back with us on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. The new book is Invest in Yourself with Exercise. Information at our website, susansmithjones.com. We're going through the rapid response Q&A on today's program. And for those people just starting a new exercise program, what tips do you have? Because it's sort of overwhelming when you're starting a program. You really don't know where to start. You get all these different experts that are telling you what to do. What are some of the tips to get them started in the right direction?
Yeah, exactly. Well, all right. So the principles of a good workout program are exactly the same outdoors as they are in a health club or a gym. Start slowly, build gradually, keep challenging yourself, and then always seek help if you're trying to learn a new sport.
That's pretty simple, and it makes a lot of sense.
Rick, I always make a lot of sense.
Well, you do. It's so practical, and you can take it and apply it in everyday life. It's all in the book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise. Is there an exercise you can use to calm the body and the mind?
Yes, I love this. I love it. Because in this age of moving fast, eating fast, most people inhale their food and
yes.
don't even put the utensils down, and doing everything at breakneck speed, people need ways of slowing down enough to hear that inner guidance. And yoga is one of the best slowing down workouts. Yoga is both strenuous and peaceful. It's an old way of seeking the quiet place inside us that seems startlingly new. And it has become so popular, I think, Rick, because it combines physical exercise with mental focus. And yoga, through a combination of poses, deep breathing, body awareness, and focus, you learn that life is right here, right now. You come to appreciate the power of the present moment.
And that goes along with the next question. Any other cardio exercises for people who want a very slow, gentle, mood-boosting workout? Not everybody wants to go outside, and run 4 miles in 20 minutes.
No, that's exactly right. So if you're looking for an aerobic activity that goes beyond mere physical exercise to improve fitness of the mind and spirit, the best thing you can do is prayer walking. It feeds the soul and calms the body. I have an entire chapter on prayer walking and prayer hiking in this new book.
And the book is Invest in Yourself with Exercise, the Whole Body Healing Power of Vigorous Workouts. Information at Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. What's the best exercise for reducing stress?
Yeah, well, exercise is absolutely strong medicine, and a single bout of 15 minutes of brisk walking, just vigorous enough to raise your heart rate above 100 beats per minute, is one of the best ways to reduce tension, stress, and anxiety in your body.
The nice thing about, and there are a number of nice things, one of the nice things about investing in yourself with exercise, you can go back and refer to various chapters of the book. Or if you have a particular question, you can go back and get answers just like we're doing now on the program. For some people, losing weight is like really the key. They want to go out, they want to work out, they want to feel good when it's over with, they want to feel good because they're dropping a few pounds. What are some of the workouts do you recommend for losing weight?
All right, so strength training, this is losing weight exercise 101. Strength training builds muscle tissue, which sculpts, shapes, and defines your physique. And muscles also use up calories at a faster rate than body fat, so you're always burning more calories. And exercise helps reduce inches. You'll look firmer and leaner. And remember that muscle weighs more than fat. So instead of always weighing yourself, maybe put the scale back in the closet. Measure yourself to see changes in your hips, thighs, and waist.
How important is sleep for exercise and reshaping the body? We've talked about this so often. And basically, when you look at many of the health problems we face, sleep is part of the equation. How does that work when we're trying to exercise and reshape the body?
All right, so the building, strengthening, and renovating of the body always takes place, lots of people don't know this, during rest and sleep, when growth and nutritional processes are at their maximum. So to get the most from exercise, get good sleep. They go hand in hand.
For stress, tension, what's the best exercise to benefit the body?
Yes, you know, for releasing tension, basically, any aerobic activity, it alleviates those tension-related bodily malfunctions like ulcers, migraine headaches, asthma, skin eruptions, weight gain, high blood pressure, and heart disease. So any aerobic activity is best.
Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, the new book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to get information on the book. So often I find that when you exercise, suddenly your posture is a little better, your self-esteem seems to be at a higher level. Psychologically, you feel a little bit better because your mind is clear, you've actually done something positive for yourself. Talk about the correlation between exercise and self-esteem and psychological health.
Yeah, you're right. You actually feel a little bit taller. Exercise is a rewarding and enjoyable means of taking control of our psychological and physical well-being, because a well-designed fitness program can add years of fulfillment, vibrant health, and peace of mind to your life. And exercise physiologists confirm that our sense of happiness and well-being is greatly influenced by the presence of certain bodily chemical hormones that are increased with regular, not just once every few months, regular, vigorous exercise.
We're all looking for the key to happiness. What is it that makes us happy? We all have these probably misconceptions on what actually constitutes happiness. In the book, you talk about exercise is one of the main keys to happiness. Explain how that works.
Yes, indeed. You know, in a British study using 200 people, it was confirmed that most people, listen to this, could ban the blues with a simple, vigorous 10-minute exercise session 3 times a week. And the effect was long-lasting because vigorous exercise stimulates the production of a chemical in the body that's known to lift the spirit called norepinephrine, That's a great word to bring up at a party if it's really
exactly.
Boring. Hey, what do you think of norepinephrine? And 10 minutes.
I think she's a wonderful person, and I'm glad we invited her.
Yeah.
The life of the party.
Yeah. 10 minutes of exercise doubles the body's level of this mood-lifting neurotransmitter. So listen, if you're in depression, if you need happiness, if you want to feel in more control, exercise, exercise, exercise.
The book Invest in Yourself with Exercise. We're going to talk about some of the health benefits, the medical benefits. Exercise reducing the chances of getting a heart attack, you talk about. Explain that.
Absolutely. Regular exercise is one of the most important ways to help reduce heart attack risk. It improves blood circulation throughout the body. The lungs, heart, muscles, and other organs work together more efficiently. It helps to lower blood pressure, lower LDL and triglycerides, and helps increase HDL, the good cholesterol. So those are all the ways, and so many more ways, that it helps to prevent heart attack.
It also, you say in the book, can help strengthen bones. Talk about that aspect of it, something maybe we overlook too often.
Yes. See, osteoporosis, you know, is characterized by decreased bone density. And it's never too early and never too late to build bone mass. After age 30, that's your age now, I know, strength training is the best exercise for cutting the risk of reduced bone density. And even to the ages of 80s and 90s, resistance training weights can help you prevent deterioration of muscles and bones and increase energy and strength. So it's never too late to establish the exercise habit.
Talk about heart attack. We talk about strengthening bones. Breast cancer is something else you address in the book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise. Can exercise help prevent it?
Oh, without a doubt. Some terrific Harvard studies show that the risk of cancer was lower in athletic women who exercised on a regular basis. Regular, long-term, vigorous, I keep saying vigorous to you, exercise, you know, not just strolling around the mall, established a lifestyle that lowered the risk of breast cancer and also reproductive cancers. And research shows that women who do not exercise tend to become obese with increased levels of toxic forms of estrogen. So after menopause, this condition is an established breast cancer risk factor.
All in the book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, by our guest on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. You mentioned obese. For an obese person, what's the best exercise to lose weight, and what's the right attitude going in? Because obviously, it didn't happen overnight that you became obese. You're not going to lose it overnight.
No, that's exactly right. You know, this is a question of interest to so many people. So this, again, is a little mini course in losing weight and exercise. Now remember, food fuels the furnace of our metabolism, and exercise fans its fire. Exercise that causes really profuse sweating and heavy breathing, like sprinting, is more sugar burning. But overweight people need not that kind of exercise. They need fat burning or aerobic activity like walking, brisk walking. And then you bring in some weight training, which will help rev up the metabolism, help you burn more calories throughout the day. So both are important in this battle of the bulge. And when you lose muscle due to inactivity, this is important, I'm going to say it again, when you lose your muscle as you age due to inactivity, you lose the ability to use calories efficiently and usually gain fat and weight easily, even when eating fewer calories. So the answer would be aerobics combined with weight training to help you lose weight and keep it off.
Can exercise actually add years to your life?
Oh, yes. This is a great one. And there's compelling evidence that says exercise definitely can add years to your life, with a Stanford study recently that showed participants who expended 2,000 calories a week. Now, previously I said 350 calories three times a week, but that was for something else. This is to add years to your life. 2,000 calories a week in vigorous, here's that beautiful word again, the V word, vigorous exercise, live 2 years longer than inactive people, and burning more calories each week was even more effective. But always remember this. I mean, we know this, but it's worth saying. Being fit and healthy also adds more quality to your life.
Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. About 3 minutes left in the program, and I've got three questions left, so this will work out very nicely. How can one improve their posture or prevent and heal low back pain? And when you get to a certain level in life and age in life, you deal with that lower back pain.
Yes, and there's stats out that say that about 80% of people experience low back pain at one point in their life or another. Now, and here's the key, and it gets back to, remember you asked me about flexibility. Rick, when we lack flexibility, our bodies compensate in ways that create poor posture, resulting in mechanical imbalances in the back, hip, and neck. And then these imbalances pull the entire body out of alignment. So then you get these tight hip flexor muscles, you know, the front of your upper thigh, tight hamstrings and back muscles all together can rotate the pelvis forward, resulting in excessive curvature of the lower back, chronic lower back pain, and sciatica. So again, stretch every day.
Invest in yourself with exercise. A couple more questions left. How long does it really take to get into the habit of exercise once you start? And I love this because at what point does this exercise become, well, it's a habit. I do it every day. I'm going to do it again today, no matter what my schedule is.
Yeah, when does it take hold? In fact, the subtitle to my book is this, Tactics to Build the Exercise Habit and Enrich and Energize Your Workouts. And remember that repetition is the key to mastery, or the road to failure if you don't do something. It takes 21 days for the mind and body to create a new habit. Ben Franklin said, whatever you do for 21 days will make or break a habit. So during this time, remind yourself that for at least 21 consecutive days, if you skip a day, whether it's day 3 or 19, you start back over. But for at least 21 days, you'll stick to your new exercise program, and then it will take hold. And then you'll do it because you see how much better you feel and how your days don't go quite as smoothly when you miss the exercise. Plato said, get this, lack of activity destroys the good, this is Plato, destroys the good condition of every human being, while movement and physical exercise save it and preserve it.
Words to live by. I mean, that really that makes so much sense. And as we wrap up here, anything else that we can do to get healthy and fit the quickest way? As you mentioned before, this is a microwave society. We want to do it as quickly as possible.
All right. Let me think. All right. You know what? We haven't talked about this. Visualizing your fitness goals as already completed will increase your motivation, keep you on course, and hasten your success. So see yourself in that mind's eye, as fit, strong, healthy, and in the best shape of your life. I do this twice a day. I visualize my fitness goals and other goals in my life, and I breathe deeply and I visualize. And then I say to my higher power, God, I say, thank you for this or something better I now accept in my life.
All of this available in the new book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, by our guest on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, available in a number of formats. All the information at the website, susansmithjones.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly to the website. Information there on the special limited edition. Dr. Susan, a lot of great information in the program today. Thank you once again for being with us. Excellent job in the new book. Much more in there that we'll talk about in future programs. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much. See you next time.
It is always a pleasure. Our guest on This Week in America, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, her new book available at her website. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.